Now, prayer is a funny thing. Sometimes we turn to prayer as a last resort, but what if instead was our first option? What if instead we took more and more to God in prayer, the big stuff and the small stuff? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Have you ever heard someone take what was pretty obviously a coincidence and say, God did that. God came through for me. Meanwhile, you're thinking, hang on a minute, it was just a coincidence. I used to think that too, until one thing led to another and Jesus became real to me. And even I'm one of those rational, logical people who plans things out and makes them happen, I'd find myself praying. I'd ask God for things and they'd happen. And not just happen, but happen with a miraculous twist. Like the time I was out of money many years ago and we had a car boot sale at the church on the weekend. I sold everything I had within an hour whilst nobody else sold anything for the rest of the day. Okay, one coincidence is just a coincidence. But a string of them, when they link directly to something you've prayed about, hey, that's a lot harder to explain away. John chapter 5 verse 14. And this is the boldness that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have obtained the requests made of him. Someone said to me recently that coincidences are things that stop happening when you stop praying. God isn't going to dance to our every whim and fancy. He is, after all, God. But like any great dad, he will pitch in and help. And no job is too big or too small for him. When you pray, he hears you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus had a lot to say about prayer. He prayed a lot and he taught about radical outcomes to prayer. A funny thing happens when we listen to God and we start living as though the stuff he says is meant for us. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.